Well, you hear us talk a lot about Simon's Rock at Bird College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, a lot here with the different events that they have going on. And they have a pretty interesting event coming up June 12th through July 1st at the Daniel Arts Center. And it is a party. I guess we can introduce the co-founders as people that are putting this on, Sandy Cleary and Ken Coat. Good morning, Sandy and Ken. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us talk about
this. Good morning.
We're happy to.
So let's talk a little bit about this party and exactly what it is. It's called Daniel's Art Party. So let's get the formulating factors of it about what's going to go on in between June 12th and July 1st.
There'll be seven different events, which were sort of curated to make sure that we really reach into the community. We just thought that Daniel Arts Center needed more, sort of a vibrant community presence. So that's what we're attempting to do through reaching out to various communities like the farming community, the firefighters. We're collaborating with local dance companies and actually dance companies in Pittsfield, a lot of different organizations in the Berkshires and in New York City, and actually as far as far away as Italy, our video artist is from there, to create a party, seven different events that will be running for several nights each so that we can really create a great sense of joy and community, and with shows and original shows that will they're just different, a little different from what is usually curated at the festivals in this area.
All right, now let me ask you both, and I'll start off with Sandy. Sandy, what exactly is your position? What do you do at Simon's Rock?
I'm the director of the Daniel Arts Center at Simon's Rock, and I am producing this festival, this festival represents the first time that Simon's Rock has created original material for the region. So that's sort of my role on the festival, is to hold the whole thing together, producing seven different public offerings over the three-week period of time.
All right. And Ken, what are your responsibilities at Simon's Rock?
Well, I'm officially the artistic director, so that means that I sort of came into town and proposed to Ian Bickford, our provost here, a roster of entertainment and sort of an ideology to create these shows. And so my job is to sort of oversee the development, in many cases the writing of, the choreography, the directing of the shows, to make sure that the entire festival has an integrated personality, and to work with all of the designers and performers that will be participating. At this point, there's, I don't know, more than 100.
Well, it's interesting. I'm looking, by the way, if you folks want more information, you can go to simons-rock.edu, and then you can find out more information about this incredible I would say a long party that's going on. You've got everything. Which is pretty cool. You've got scavenger hunt. You've got Maestro Dulani. You've got firefighters. Why don't you each give me a couple of your favorite things that are going on?
Yeah, right now Maestro Dulali, we're rehearsing pretty intensely. That's with James Warwick, who's a a director and a performer in the Berkshires. He's originally from Great Britain, and he's just he plays Maestro Dulali in what would be basically a clown show, but featuring the Cantilena Chamber Choir out of Lenox. So in that way, it's community outreach, but it's just a lot of fun, for all ages, and if people again want to kind of check in with the festival, about the festival, they can also go to danielsartparty.org. So that's sort of a more direct line to all of the information about the festival. Sandy, what's your favorite thing right now?
It's really hard to pick which of the seven offerings that I have a most affinity for. But I have to say, I think that the finale piece of the festival, which is an original country western musical by Ken Rote, is what I'm looking most forward to. The audience will come, and they'll get to eat dinner in the midst of a musical theater dinner farce that defies description. It's a dazzling romp. It's full of hilarious characters, and I just feel like it's going to be a beautiful and celebratory finale to the festival, and that happens right at the end of June, the last weekend in June. So I think that's really what I'm looking the most forward to at this point.
Yeah, it's called Orange Star Smasheroo, and Orange Star is actually played by Lauren Elder, who is a Broadway performer that did the workshop of this musical in New York. She plays Orange Star. Green Clover will be played by Chris Tucci, who is a great actor in town, but also works with Railroad Street Youth Project, who we're also partnering with some of the artists there. Huck Elling is an amazing fiber artist who, if you follow sculpture and all the rest of that, she's had shows at Mass MoCA and working with Flying Cloud. So different organizations there, but Huck Elling is just amazing, and she works with Railroad Street. But she'll also be part of Secret City, which is sort of a revivalist show that we're doing, basically celebrating the arts. But she'll also be a lot of her design will be all over the scavenger hunt, which will be a whole campus-wide scavenger hunt using sort of modern technology to share clues with teams of audience members who will be, trying to save aliens from, or try to help aliens get back to their planet. It's a sci-fi scavenger hunt.
We are speaking with Sandy Cleary and Ken Rote, and we're talking about the Daniels Arts Party. Now, for those of you who are on Facebook, it's a very simple page to get to. Of course, just Daniels Art Party. It's running June 12th through July 1st. You can get tickets, by the way, on Facebook as well as your homepage. Now, what is the part that's going on with the firefighters in this party?
For a long time, I've been so fascinated with firefighters, and then to really find out sort of the ethos and the sort of the philosophies behind people really, going into fires as opposed to going away from fires, and generations upon generations of firefighters that really live out this sort of calling, this sort of generous calling. And I just thought that it would be great for people to know more about what, the life of a volunteer firefighter, how they're really basically always on call, that if at Thanksgiving dinner there's a fire someplace, a lot of the people attending that dinner are going to be gone because, again, the whole family is generally involved with firefighting. So it's just different aspects of firefighting that I think is very interesting. We talked with some old-timers that had such great information about how, making their first fire trucks and having sort of do-it-yourself and the way that they would communicate where there was a fire in town and things like that by just interesting word-of-mouth processes at that point early on. So it's just fascinating. So it's basically a moderated discussion with lots of video and live music. There's a chamber ensemble that's going to play sort of folk music. While we look at amazing photographs, projected photographs by Ed Harvey, who is a fighter in the Berkshires and an amazing photographer. So it'll be sort of a multimedia presentation.
What you're talking about, the firefighters bring. When I was a kid, we had smoke in our house, and the firefighters came up from West Cornwall because they were closest. And it was just a little furnace backlog. But at the time, my grandmother was watching a movie called Broken Arrow, and the fire chief was watching the movie at home as well. So after they put it all out, the fire chief sat with my grandmother, and they watched the end of the movie on TV. So
that's amazing. Yeah, I was talking to Paul Harvey, which is Ed Harvey's father, and he's just giving us great information. Paul Harvey calls it, I think, the granny syndrome, is that generally granny is going to be home, and they're going to be able to sort of detect the fires and basically save the house or the farm or from fires. So that's what they, you know, they lovingly call it the granny syndrome.
Well, once again, this is Daniel's Art Party. More information, of course, at Simon's Rock. Now, we've spoken to you two. Do you want to give credit to other people that are also involved in this at Simon's Rock, helping putting this on?
Yeah, Sandy, you want to kind of go through our list?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some great sponsors. We're collaborating with some community organizations. And we, you know, Ken conceived this as a community engagement festival. So it's really been our mission to partner and work with as many local organizations as we could for this. Moving Arts Exchange is a new dance education program in Greg Barrington. They're going to be heavily involved in the first show that we're doing called the Elgar Variations, and Andrea Blacklow and Ellen Gorman, the directors of that program, have been very involved in the creative process with Ken so far. And we absolutely have to give a huge shout out to Shakespeare and Company for being so generous with supporting us in costuming these shows and, you know, using their archives essentially to help us create. Also Railroad Street Youth Project, all the firefighters. But we're also partnering with the Kent Helena Chamber Choir in Lenox on Maestro Dulally and the choir. So their choristers and their director, Andrea Goodman, will be joining us. Ken's been working with the Girl Scouts to help bake some cookies for us for a couple of events. Berkshire Salsa, the Sheffield Fair the folks at Sheffield Fair have been enormously helpful. Flying Cloud Institute, Gould Farm, Car Hardware, Blue Q. We've had such a great time.
Dominic Palumbo, Moon in the Pond Farm, is going to be really helping to co-present our, we're doing a county fair on the stage of the McConnell, which will have a lot of, county fair events, including the most charismatic goats and, chickens, and we're going to plan to have honey competitions and blue ribbons for all the winners. But Dominic Palumbo again at Moon in the Pond is really helping us to reach into the farm community, which isn't one that we were able to very easily to reach. Being a theatrical organization,
Well, once again, Daniel's Arts Party, and Daniel's Art Party is available. You're right. It's much simpler to go to danielsartparty.org on the web. That'll take you right to the website, and you can buy tickets right there at the top. And then you can go through the whole schedule, everything that's going to go on between June 12th and July 1st at the Daniel Arts Center in Great Barrington. I want to thank you both for joining us today, and much success with this hopefully first annual a party that will continue every year.
Yep, that's the hope.